Uno.
Hey, slashers and wait, my microphone. I was like,
yo,
I was like, something's missing.
This man's microphone is not nowhere near his face.
Horror Daddies.
Hey, slashers and scream queens, and welcome back to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them.
And I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Carlos.
And we want to welcome back from vacation, Jackson. How's it? Cool. All right. All right, guys. What movie did we watch today?
So today we watched the 2006 Slither.
Ooh.
Directed
Harry Potter?
What?
Harry Potter? Slytherin?
No. Oh. Ew. The 2006.
Yo, so many people like, what the fuck?
I know, sorry. Slither. You distracted me. Directed and written by James Gunn.
Yeah, boy. Love me some James Gunn. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
You sure are, yep.
Suicide Squad, everything. Mm-hmm. The one movie I haven't seen of his.
I Slither. Know. So how was it for you?
I loved it. I thought it was fucking awesome. Good. I think it's like a simple movie that moves fast to the point, doesn't waste any time, and I loved it. It's just fantastic. All the characters are great. Like even the ones that you're supposed to hate, they're kind of funny.
Yeah,
and like you kind of like them, like just in because they're funny. An homage and to a lot of horror movies. And yeah, it's awesome. I think he did such a good job with this movie.
So now that you say the word homage. This movie gets mistaken to be a remake of a 1986 movie called Night of the Creeps.
I see.
Now, I've never seen Night of the Creeps. Mm-hmm. It's been on my list for about 2 years now. Oh. I remember when we had our Zach Romero on the show.
Shout out.
On Bride of Frank.
Right here, look at that.
Yeah. Bride of Reanimator. We mentioned that movie. Mm-hmm. Still want to watch it. It looks fucking awesome. It has, oh my God, what's his name? From Halloween 3. The doctor. Not the doctor, the husband.
The main character?
Yeah, the main character.
Tom Selleck? No. Or no, not Tom Selleck. That's
God. I'm so sorry, y'all. Y'all gonna hate me for this one. Wow, I'm forgetting his name.
Wow, why am I blanking?
I'm blanking so hard on his name. Halloween 3. Let me see.
Because Tom Selleck is the guy from fucking Magnum PI.
Mm-hmm. People are screaming right now.
That's okay. I can't hear y'all, so what's up? oh my God. Tom Atkins.
Thank you. I was it's a Tom.
Yeah.
It has Tom Atkins in it and it looks great and it's slugs, I believe, from outer space.
Okay.
That are coming and pretty much turning everyone to zombies, which is
Same premise.
Same premise, but apparently James Gunn didn't.
He's like, I don't fucking know.
He didn't do that. It wasn't on purpose. Like, it wasn't like it just happened to be by stance.
Technically, it's not really a slug that comes from space.
Nah.
It's just like this biological being that comes from space. And it just eventually, it grows, like the baby form of it is a sluggish kind of thing.
So, but with that, this movie had a budget of 15 and it only made $12.8 million. It didn't make its budget back. And I think it's because people thought it was a ripoff of Night of the Creeps.
Oh, I see.
Which, no.
Yeah. But I remember seeing the trailer and freaking me out as a kid. And that's why I feel like I thought I watched this movie. Because I always had a memory like, yeah, that movie scared me. But I think it was only the trailer that freaked me out. So I'm surprised because I really like this. I thought it could have
been. When I saw what it made back, I was like, really?
Wow.
Am I looking right? I had to look at three different sources, but it was right.
That's weird. Yeah.
Which is funny because my mom took me to see this in theaters. I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's fucking crazy.
I was scared the whole time.
Yes, it is fucked up for a child to be watching. It's funny because like throughout the movie, there's a scene where they're watching Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, that's not appropriate for that kid to be watching that movie. You were talking to yourself.
Yep.
Your mama was watching the movie and you were the baby.
And I was like,
yeah,
why does that man have tentacles?
Yeah, this movie's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but yeah, she took me. I did not enjoy it as a kid because I was scared shitless. Not anymore. It was really fun to watch this time around. I really do enjoy this movie. It's really gross though.
Yeah.
But I don't I don't remember it moving this fast. Like it's super quick.
I remember just like seeing the little slug things. I'm like, is it almost over? Because like I feel like the plot's over. We were already in act three, and yep. Sure enough, we were. I was like, oh shit, okay.
It moves really fast. Like I thought it was. It took more time. Jenna Fisher's in this, which...
Dude, the cast, it's like everyone. It's like, oh, I've seen you here. I mean, a lot of them work with James Gunn.
Yeah, that's
the point. Yeah. So I'll go with the casting right now. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have Daddy himself, Nathan Fillion, which is in like every James Gunn movie. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Banks. Michael Rooker, of course, another one that's in all of James Gunn's movies. Mm-hmm. Greg Henry. Tanya Solnier, hopefully. Don Thompson, Jenna Fisher, we got fucking Pam herself as the secretary.
Who was married to James Gunn at the time.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, so she's in this movie because the actor he had originally in her role quit or wanted to be let go. So he let that person go because he didn't want to work with someone that doesn't want to be in the movie. So he put her in it and gave her lines and... She's this character.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. I was like, wow. So they were married throughout the fucking... The or engaged at least through The Office. That's crazy to me. And that's pretty much the main characters that we're going to be following.
Right.
There's a lot of hidden characters in here and there that you were telling me throughout the movie. So, yeah. Well, like the phone call. Like phone calls are pretty like important. Like they're like kind of important characters.
Yeah. The funeral home and the mayor are named after MacReady from The Thing. Mm-hmm. The high school is named after Earl from Tremors.
Yep. They even do like a little reference to Tremors at one point.
They do, which is slugs.
Yeah. Or there's worms. Goosebumps, references. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, it's like, Evil Dead off the bat intro.
Yep.
Sam Cam from the very first movie, like very rough looking, sped up.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much like that movie. It's great. Like, it's like if you like horror, like you're gonna find so many little bits and pieces of like things that you love. Yeah. So pretty great.
So this movie opens with the Sam Cam. and asteroid meteorite comes and busts into Earth, and we don't know what it is just yet. We just know that it busts in.
His name is Bill.
Bill. You guys kept saying Nathan the whole movie. So, his name is Bill and Wally.
Yep.
And Wally, they're just talking shit to each other. We cut to the next day. We meet Starla. She's a teacher. James Gunn has a cameo here where he's kind of flirting with her. And this is when Grant shows up and he's kind of jealous. Like, he's the jealous type. Like, he don't want no man talking to his wife.
Yep.
And we find out that Bill has a crush on her.
But it's like she's with this man that is no good for her. Mm-hmm. But my man got money. That's what his theory is.
Yeah, she a gold digger. Yep. He doesn't say it. The officer says she's like, she a gold digger.
Yep.
But then we cut to their house. He's trying to have sex with her, but she's not in the mood.
And she says no, but he keeps going.
And he flicks her nipples, which the studio wanted to cut that little flick off. Yeah.
Oh, that's the limit.
Right.
Yeah. That we can't take but that.
James Gunn's like, nah, we're keeping it. Which
it kind of adds to his creepiness.
Well, they said that this is the scariest part of the movie.
Yeah. And it's like weird how fucked up.
But I'm not gonna lie, he looked kind of good. Grant, I was like, even in 2006, told me I was like, I like his little body got going there, a little thick. Little dad bod.
That is not a dad bod. Just buff.
He's a muscle dad bod.
This the definition of dad bod has been altered.
It has been altered
in society.
It has been. But
Jesus, he's like dad bod. Oh, then he was like, hot take. I would fuck Nathan Fillion. I'm like, wow.
To me, that was a hot take. Wow. I don't know. It just. I never looked at him that way.
I was like, yeah, he's hot.
I was like, oh, that's he's like, kind of cute, actually.
Like, I'm gonna say a hot take right now, okay? Uh-huh. I'd fuck Henry Cavill. Holy shit.
That's a hot take for you.
But like, that's not a hot take. Like, he's hot. Like, obviously.
Okay, duh. But like I said, I don't really look at Nathan Fillion like that. And I saw him in this movie, and I was like, oh, he's actually kind of cute. So to me, yes, it's a hot take.
All right, okay.
What we didn't get was a shirtless Nathan Fillion, so I can 100% approve.
We
had
no nudity. Like, I mean, like a literal. If you blinked, you missed it. Nipple. But that's about it.
We got Yondu shirtless. I was fine with that.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Before he turned gross.
But for like a horror-like movie at this time.
Oh, yeah,
and like also very overtly sexual.
Mm-hmm.
No like outward
nudity. If you into tentacles, this movie's for you.
Yep. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hentai fans out there. I know y'all out there. Yeah, and you
Star Wars fans too with that one guy. I don't know his name, but I seen a toy.
He saw the toy for the first time at Target today. He's like,
what's that character's name?
I don't fucking know. Uh-oh. What's it? Do you know his name? No.
Well, he got. All I know is that he's a hoe. You see? He got a tentacle head. Might be who's has a penis, and he's a hoe. That's all we know. So if y'all all into that tentacle shit, this movie's for you. So yeah, he leaves. He goes to a bar. He runs into her. Yeah, he's mad at her because she didn't want to give him some. So he goes to a bar, and then he runs into Brenda. Not mm-hmm. from Scary Movie though. No. That Brenda.
Who the fuck did that?
Yeah. So you know, they start flirting. They go off into the forest, and she shows him that she carved his name like GG and BM on the tree.
Like, so like, what I'm thinking is that she was a little girl, and he was dating his sister or her sister.
Mm.
I think that's what I got from it. I mean, I kind of got.
Okay, so I mean,
she was a younger sister of the guy,
but she had a crush on him, so she never they never went anywhere.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So she, but I think it's like he was dating her sister, her older sister,
maybe. Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah,
and
then
she was like, "Oh, kind of, he's cute."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh wow, look at that dad bod."
Well, obviously the one man with money in the town, of course, everyone's after him.
That's, I guess, true.
Yeah, which I'm surprised he's not the mayor. That would have been more interesting.
I do like the mayor though, because like, he's such a fucking asshole.
He is. The first line we get from him is him in traffic, telling someone, "Can you hurry up, you cocksucker?" And then like a lady's like, "Good morning, mayor." He's like, mm-hmm.
"Hey." So like, good.
Yeah, but. Also, this town seems very poor from the from the center of it.
Everyone's like smoke. It's like crime happening in the intro. And I think it's telling you it's like a small crime, small town. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nobody cares about really anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of living their own lives.
Also, the mayor's an asshole and doesn't seem to also care about the town. So
he's just for himself.
For himself and the money. Right, yep. right.
I mean, typical.
Yeah. Which is. Yeah.
It's James Gunn giving his political commentary coming out in this movie.
So. They see kind of the meteor, but it's been busted open, there's like this big old slug like roaring away, but then it shoots like a parasite at him. I'm gonna call it a parasite. That's technically what it is. Yeah,
and it's like a needle that goes into his body,
mm-hmm.
and then you see like an X-ray.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like that way. I do like that he's not afraid of showing us like what's happening without telling us like, oh, it's in my brain. Like it just shows us like it went up there. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And now he's. Possessed. So when that happened, it already killed him.
Yep, he was
so
dead.
This parasite kills you. You're dead, but it keeps your memories. So everything that he knows, the parasite knows. Spoiler: like the parasite is one big hive.
Yeah,
everybody, if anything that he injects his whatever to connects to him.
Yeah, and so. I get in this movie. I saw so much how this movie is the blueprint to a lot of the movies coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Ego from fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm. It's like this alien thing that's just spreading his seed all over the planets. Yeah. Like, and then even Suicide Squad, where they're all like a hive mind. Even in that movie that they do it here, that they're all trying to like avoid their, cover their mouths. And they're just covering their eyes so that the alien doesn't, the star doesn't get their face to their face. Yeah. It's like so many, like, I can see how he was like, oh, I can make this like slither, but way better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that a little bit.
I was like impressed. I was like, oh shit. He actually like put it like he's done it from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next he comes home and he grabs all the meat from the fridge and we're assuming he eats it.
Yeah. He's like weirdly obsessed. He's just like meat.
Yeah.
Meat.
And I just love that she wakes up the next day. He's not there. And he's like in the basement like a dog. Like he made a bed out of leaves and he's just trying to get comfy.
Yeah, he just turns it around.
Motherfucker, you got a bed. Like I get you dead, But if you got the memories, go that's to your true. Bed.
It's like the alien would know what a bed is, yeah, right?
The alien is very like a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, it's kind of cute. Like him like turning around and shit.
Trying to get himself real comfortable. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing?
But then we have that Starla is getting herself into the mood.
Right, for
she
him.
Put the song of mm-hmm. them back, I guess, for their wedding.
Wedding when they met, something like that.
And they started dancing, and yeah. he's just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. Like, I feel like the alien's like confused.
Yes, because it's, but then he also has memory, so it's kind of like
kinda, familiar.
Right. So, you know, she's trying to get frigadicky on the couch with him, and I was here for that, but the alien was not really here for that. Kind of, but oh no, they no, fought.
He was.
She suck his cock.
Yep, yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. She sure did because the cut to the next year, she's singing in school, and then her friend Janine was like, "Why are you so happy?" She's like, "Oh my god, Grant touched me in ways I've never been touched before." And then Janine was like, "Oh my god, you slut, but it's okay because you married." And I was like, "Yes, girl, she got dick down real good by Yondu, real good."
Yo, she got fucked by an alien, dude. Two aliens.
No. Alien zombie.
Oh my that's god. That's true. Is that necrophilia?
Oh my, yes. it's a dead body.
It's a dead body.
With the alien but and an controlling alien. The she fucked a dead person.
Oh, she cannot. Does she need therapy after this?
Jackson, what's that like? And
I heard he's always rock hard.
Oh, the bone? The boner? Yeah. it's, you know, you, oh my, okay, you know how she said. You that he's touched me in ways I've never been touched before. It's like yeah. a little boy exploring new things. God, she said it, not me. she said it, not me. What if the tentacles came out and she was just like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah.
Move,
oh, that's Grant. True. Yeah. Like she's like he's like grabbing her like boobies and like
yeah.
eating her out and yeah. shit. And then she like feels something in her neck and she's like, wait, what the fuck? Yeah. But she feels good. So
or
she's what like, if, whatever.
Word she's like, oh my god, your dick feels thicker and bigger. And it's because all the tentacles are just working together.
It's just like pulsating inside of her.
Could be.
Holy could be. Shit.
She had a good time. Because she was singing the song.
Queen. Yeah, that's why we should. That's why we shouldn't kill aliens when we then they get here. We fuck them.
If they hung, I'm here for that.
I'm telling you, you never know.
You say big dick, Carlos is right there. I'm just saying.
Hot take.
Okay, so
yeah, she's all happy yeah, at work and everything,
which is really good, funny and stuff. So we got Grant at the grocery store. He's buying all the meats.
Yeah,
the motherfucker said Arby's. He wants all the meats.
We got the meats, baby.
Yeah,
and I love that he's just like, give me like 6. I know, give me 10. No, fine. Like, give me 14.
Yeah. like, and cut to him opening the trunk. The whole truck is full. Just meat.
I guess he had the money. I guess he is rich. Because I was like, how the fuck he get that money?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's just rich. That's his backstory. He's just rich. Which would have made more sense if he was the mayor, but whatever. He's just rich. But he's super hungry. These parasites are super... Which makes sense because I think that's what parasites do to you. Like they
just kind of take all your nutrients.
They're feeding off of you. Yeah. So you take to want... I think you want eat more or whatever. You get real sick.
Well, like we get an explanation later. But right now, it's kind of like a weird thing where he's just collecting all this meat. And we're like, okay, weird.
Yeah.
Cool. And I don't know. It's like weird. Like... It's kind of takes its time making him feel as weird as possible. Mm-hmm. And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's just doing these little mannerisms that just feel so off. And it's also because he's such a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And then randomly he's just like kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And it's such a weird feeling.
It's also not like zombie where like they bite you and you turn. No, you kind of have to get like possessed.
Yeah.
By an alien.
Didn't the alien, like the zombies, I guess, give you like Deadite vibes? Because I kind of like talking bit. Shit to you and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but
I
was they're
like,
all connect. They're all Grant.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But. Yeah, it's like, it's hive mind. It's a hive mind.
Yeah.
It's like so like, interesting.
Oh my God, imagine that many of me. That's dangerous.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, they'll be like twerking.
You're getting shot in the head real quick. It's you waking up in the morning.
Oh,
that's what
Lord.
It's going to be.
Oh,
dangerous.
No. Oh my God. I learned why I'm a cranky person in the mornings.
Oh yeah, you wanna let that out?
I'm just gonna say my mom said when she was pregnant she was very cranky all the time, and I'm like, well, now I get it.
Yeah, and you guys have no idea. He wakes up in the morning. If I don't say hi to him unless he says something. I'll look at him and he'll go, And I'm like, yep.
There's four moves. There's the head bop.
Yep.
There's the
And you say back.
Yeah, there's the good morning, the morning, or the good morning.
Yep.
The good morning is a good sign.
Yeah, that's like when he's off. Got dig down. Like that's good morning. The rest. And then if he didn't get his sleep because someone knocked on the door or something, that's a head nod. Don't talk to him. Let him talk to you first.
It's hard working nights, y'all. That's all I'm gonna say. So
yeah. Then they go
he locks the basement door. Well, he puts a lock on the basement door and we don't know why.
And he's just like, you asking too many questions, blah, blah, blah. Like,
he starts to feel kind of shitty.
Yep.
So he goes outside. He's starting to look shitty, too, and he murders the dog.
Is that when you notice that
she notices when they fuck. He has a scar on his little chest, and she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, a bug bite. And I was like, which kind of didn't look like it. I was like, okay, good lie. Which I'm like, how does alien know about bugs?
He got the memories, bitch.
Oh, that's true.
It got no memories for beds, but for bugs, it does.
Yeah, that's true. So then Starla's taking a shower.
Yeah, and I was like, Elizabeth Banks boobies?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't
get that.
It's the
but you know what you get? Tentacles.
They do get tentacles in this bitch.
Yeah, ugh, so his tentacles disgusting. Start coming out of his chest, and there's two of them. They're like, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Ugh.
And they're like, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
It's so gross because the CG is really good.
Yeah.
And it looks so fucking disgusting.
Were they always CG or were some of it practical?
I think
practical?
The very close-up shots of it. Because once they're in their body already, that's practical. Mm. And then you see, like, they kind of look like they move them together, so it looks like it's wiggling.
Yeah.
But when it's like that, like, coming out of its body, all CG.
CG, right.
But it looks amazing. And then he's about to open the shower.
He wants to breed.
But he stops himself, and he's like, no, I can't do this.
Because he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
his aliens
conscience.
Feeling love.
The My conscience God, of...
I love her.
Yes. Yep. The alien is feeling the conscience of Grant. So it's kind of like, let me not do it to her. But I know who I could do it to. The one that was trying to get my dick the other night. So Brenda.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
So,
she is a slut too. I was trying to defend her because.
Sex positive.
Look. Okay.
But.
She's also a cheater.
I'm going to say. She got a husband. She got a kid. And so does Grant. And she knows that too.
Because the argument. I was like, look. I know that she's in the wrong too, but he's the one with the commitment.
So is she.
But I didn't know that. That was missing information.
Now we know. Cause
I can't be doing that. That's what I get for trying to defend a fucking cheater like that.
Which I'm so mad that we never get her husband.
I know.
I wish her husband would have been one of the victims.
His only description is that he's a half Mexican.
That's all they say.
That's it.
That's all they say in the movie.
Like, who's that?
Yeah.
George Lopez? No, he's full. Like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, Grant comes over. Starla is at her little event. It's like for hunting, I think.
Well, it's like a line dancing party.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to hunt because it never leads to anything, really.
It's not important, but
yeah.
I think it's to go hunt deer or some bullshit.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like a fest thing they do, country people.
TX's brother?
Yeah, the country.
And she was Grant was supposed to meet Starla there, but...
He made an excuse to go to work, but he really goes to see Brenda, who she brings him cheese and crackers.
That boy's a layer.
Yeah, and then
that boy's a layer.
Yep, and she's getting all naked, and then he's trying to take off his shirt, and it's cutting back to Starla and then Bill dancing. I'm like, ooh, Bill. And then he rips his shirt off, and his body's all nasty, and then the tentacles. And
tentacles come out
and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Inject inside of her. And like, it looks like it's spewing shit inside. And he's just like,
it's pretty much what the face hugger does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts going from convulsing like crazy to like,
she looks like she's having a seizure.
Like, yeah, but then she goes to like almost like she's orgasming.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
fuck that bitch up.
Because sometimes when they come inside, you feel good.
Really?
I don't know. That's what the bottoms tell me. I don't know.
So what do the tops tell you?
So anyways, as Brenda got breeded, we cut to the next day.
We see that Starla and Bill are kind of connecting. Mm-hmm. Bill likes her, obviously, but he's a nice guy.
She's
with somebody, so he's being respectful.
But she runs into Grant at home after that event, and he looks even worse.
He looks fucking crazy. He literally looks like Toxic Avenger.
Yep, and he's like, oh, I went to the doctor. I'm fine. It seems to be some type of allergic reaction. So the next day, she calls the doctor, Dr. Carl, and Dr. Carl's like, I have not seen your husband over a year. And Dr. Carl is Rob Zombie.
Yep.
The voice. We don't physically see him, but Rob Zombie. I would have been like, hey, good morning, living dead girl.
Living dead boy.
He's a living dead boy. Yep. He is. He's going to Dracula his way all the way to the hell.
He's going to Halloween 1-2 into your life.
He's going to have a house of 1,000 corpses. What else can I guess we see?
This movie technically has a thousand corpses.
It has a house of 1,000 corpses because the whole town is dead at the end. And it's 3 from hell. I can keep going.
Yeah, that's true. 3 come out of this.
the three came out of hell from the house of 1,000 corpses. Any more Rob Zombie references?
You think James Gunn like thought of that?
No, there's no way.
I feel like he does. That man is kind of crazy.
He's like, Rob Zombie, I want you in my movie because
I'm referencing you a million times.
Yeah, so there's going to be a house of 1,000 corpses, literally. And then the three from hell are the only ones going to survive, which is Grant, Kaylee, and Bill, Kaylee, and Starla.
Starla, yeah.
Oh, I knew a Starla.
Oh, like a dog?
The dog.
Yeah, the dog, white one.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her.
Mm hmm. Sorry, we used to take care of dogs before.
Yep. In a past life.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Is this when like shit starts going down?
So this is... So we get Starla. She comes across a board full of missing pets.
Oh, yeah.
Because now we're like, okay, so someone's eating all the pets in town. Mm-hmm. Then we cut to
Because when Grant. You see the missing board, that's what you think of. Someone's eating them.
That's what they made it seem. I'm like, does she think he's doing all this?
I don't know.
The way she looked at the board, it was kind of like, is Grant doing this?
Like, right, Grant's eating all of this. Right. I guess that's true.
But then he brings Brenda food because she's super hungry and it's just raw ass meat.
Yeah, and she's just laying there. Like, mm-hmm. He's just like using her for something, at least.
Yeah, he sure is.
And then we cut back to Bill meeting Starla and he's just like, yeah, Bill. And. There, I love the Woody. Is it Woody?
Wally.
She's there like, hey, is Mr. Grant here? And they're like, no, he went to work. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo,
Grant. Come out. And she's like, Wally, I literally said he's not here. And I meant it.
It's so funny because I love that all these people feel like humans. Like, it's like something someone would do.
Yeah. And I mean, the cops would do that to see if you're lying because they don't know you're outside. You know, they don't know she's outside and they're
or
fucking
she's part
her.
Of it or something.
Right. So
Bill, you can tell that he's just kind of like, hey, like this girl, Brenda, went missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people saw
Grant going to her house.
So
and Starla's like, well, it could have been someone that looked like Grant. It can't be Grant.
There's no bald man in this neighborhood.
Grant is the only, and he's the only one with the name Grant.
Like, come on. What? And it's a small town.
Why is his name Grant?
I mean, easy. James Gunn knows easy name. Boom. You don't have to be complicated.
Grant. Like Grant.
Bill.
Like, GG.
It's like easy ass name.
Bill Party.
Oh, GG.
Bill Party.
Bill Party.
That's his last name.
Party?
Party.
Oh, Pardee. With a D. Pardee.
But Bill Pardee's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because he puts a D in the party.
He sure does.
Oh.
What's up, Nathan Fillion?
I'd fuck you, bro.
So then she goes inside. She goes into the basement. She finds all the dead animals. And he has them literally labeled coyotes, dogs, cats. And then
it's fucking,
she goes
this
upstairs.
Scene is fucking crazy. If you can't handle like a dying animal,
which I cannot
off screen,
I cannot.
No, this scene is like they show you everything, like everything.
There was a lot of dead animals. And then so she calls the police department because Bill had gave her a card. And then Shelby, she's like, oh, well, Bill's not here. But then as she's pacing back and forth, like, it does that thing where he's not there and then he's there. He looks even more terrible.
It's so nasty. Mm-hmm.
So then he comes inside. And he's like, oh, I thought you loved me. Like, you betrayed me. Why are you looking at me like this? You looking at me like I'm a monster. And they start fussing. And his arm kind of elongates, which is really gross.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Fantastic, bitch. Like,
but gross. It's not cute. Like, Mr. Fantastic was at least kind of hot, you know?
Oh, I thought he was hot.
Who?
Grant.
Not like that.
Oh, you don't accept him at his worst? Then you don't deserve him at his best.
Not when he's turning into a damn squid.
Instagram no, or Vine Boom.
Thank you. Empty ways.
So they're struggling.
Yeah, so
she about to get pregnated. She was almost, but she fought back. She like hit him with something.
She fought back and then Bill shows up with the other cops and he's like, what the fuck?
Dude, the acting in this movie, like with the editing, is so perfect. Because he's holding it, he runs away, he's just like, what the fuck?
What was that? What the fuck was even that? It's like the daddy chill. What the fuck is that?
Daddy chill.
So we cut to 3 days later, and apparently a lot of animals have been gone missing throughout the town. They even say some kids, which I was like, oh, damn.
Like, she's moving.
Some kids got quacked.
Yeah, sorry.
We're at the police station. This is where Jenna Fisher has her little cameo here.
And it's just kind of like, they sit down, they got to leave back again.
Yeah, and then Grant is a meme. He's a squid. They got squid plushies, squid stickers. The squid emoji is based on Grant on iPhone.
They literally just used it. Yeah. And they put it everywhere.
Yeah. So there's a plan to catch him. They figured out that he's kind of going ranch by ranch. Mm-hmm. So he's going in an order in the counties or whatever, the town. So they know which one he's hitting next. So they head to that one, which I didn't catch that family's name. So I apologize. Yeah. We're going to call him the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
The Kylie's
family, right? Well, so what's Kylie?
We'll call him the Jenners.
Strutmeyer. Okay. That's James hard. Gunn. You should have been Kylie.
Yeah. So
like, look how weird.
Oh, Strutmeyer. So the Strutmeyer family and their ranch. So they set up camp there for the night to, you know, whatever. Starla decides that she wants to come. So she comes. The mayor comes and two random townies. Because they said guns involved. They said, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Evil also, Kylie's.
Tonight. Yep.
Just like that. Yeah. Kylie's family gives me a little bit of a.
They're Republicans.
They're Republicans.
They sure are.
And a little racism.
This town is a Republican town.
Yeah. And because it's funny because she has like nails. They make a point that like, oh, she has nails.
She has and painted. They're painted and they're long. They're long nails. So someone put nails on her.
And she's like, oh, it's this Japanese like artist.
My Japanese friend. Yeah.
Yeah. She made them. You would know about tradition if you got outside or something like that. And I was like, oh.
She low-key told her dad, you racist.
You racist, daddy.
Yeah. He calls Pokemon Pokemans and
typical. That's redneck dad. The Pokemon.
Yeah,
y'all need to stop hanging out with them.
Yep, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
2006 was a different time. Obviously,
I mean, that's still happening.
The
2000s
were a different time. Yeah,
that's still happening. So let's.
Yeah. So
these random ass motherfuckers volunteer for the cops, and they all grab guns and they make it very obvious. There's a grenade that we confiscated. Yeah, you want to bring it?
He's like, nah, I don't think we need it. But yeah, that's a little extra. We'll need it later for no reason.
which I love it.
Yeah. So they find Grant is spotted. He kills a cow. This motherfucker looks like a straight up squid now.
Yeah, this.
He got tentacles out coming out of his head. He got two long ones at the bottom.
I don't know why, but the design reminded me of something from like Psycho Gorman.
I can see that.
Like super crazy.
Or really crazy Power Rangers.
Yeah. Yes. Like those costumes. Like it looks so good, but so creepy.
And he also looks super slimy and disgusting.
And like the mouth is like, he has like almost like a smile. He looks like the Cheshire Cat. Am I saying that right? Cheshire from Alice in Wonderland. He has like that really big smile.
Oh, yeah.
Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, sure. Alice. Yeah. So She's trying like, hey, let us help you. We're trying to here to help you, please. He's kind of listening to her.
Yeah, because I feel like it's like the alien is trying to mm-hmm. fight that humanity side of it. Because right. it feels like it's feeling these complicated feelings of a human.
From Grant, yeah. So, but then the town guy, not even an officer, is like, motherfucker, you gonna come with us or murder you? And Grant just whippets. He whips him.
Oh, and then you see like a line of blood because he gets cut like a bagel standing up. And and then you see the line, and when he moves his eyebrows to look at his wounds, it's opening up. It's so fucking yep. disgusting.
And he splits open like a hot dog bun.
Like a hot dog bun like that.
But standing up.
It's like it's
it's like the hot dog
bun. The middle in half?
Yeah, but it's standing up.
The hot dog bun?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, or like a standing up sub.
Like a sub. I can see like a sub.
Yeah, it just comes open.
But more like a bagel.
Yeah, but the bagel, it's like if you have it up, but then sideways. So, like, you're not looking at the hole. You're just looking at the bagel the long way. Yeah. So, you cut that in half.
Yeah, but so the bagel was already like that. You don't have to turn it if it was already like that.
But it wasn't. It was, you had to stand it up.
What flavor is the bagel? Is that important?
I'd say he was a...
plain.
He was a plain. Yeah, he was plain bagel.
He was definitely plain.
Yeah, he was definitely plain.
Okay. So, like a sub... standing up.
Yeah, yeah, but like you're looking at the sub from the crease, so like it just falls. If it falls like side to side as that's, you're looking at, like he fell.
Do subs come whole? So is it just a long loaf?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
is it a baguette at that point?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways.
So he gets deaded.
Yeah, yeah.
Random guy.
By tentacle.
Yep. And he runs away.
Super fast. I was like, this motherfucker fast. I'd be scared if he's chasing me.
And they were so confident to get that close.
He don't run. He slithers away.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. Title of the movie, y'all. Yep,
we did it.
We did it. So they end up finding the barn where Brenda's in. And when mm-hmm. they open it, Brenda's a big ass ball.
That bitch looking like the blueberry girl from fucking Willy Wonka. You never seen Willy Wonka, the chocolate factory?
Nah, bro.
Jackson, you're taking over.
You're the one getting up.
No, you. Oh my God, bitch. I just fucking keep that for you. I'm so sorry.
So like I was saying, I've never seen Willy Wonka.
So this girl drinks or she eats a gum that's made out of blueberry.
Okay.
Right? Is that how it goes?
Wow.
And then she gets really big. She gets really big like a giant blueberry. She turns into like a giant blueberry.
Let me tell you, when I was in the theater, I did not enjoy seeing Brenda like that. I was traumatized.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Because it's dark and all you see is that spotlight. You just
said
the
head and she's super hungry. She's like, hey, can you pass me a piece of that possum? And
the mayor's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't see her arms. Like you can't even see her hands anymore. Like she's just a giant ball.
It's fucking crazy.
It's like when SpongeBob had the suds and he turned into the giant sud.
I've never seen SpongeBob.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You're done.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, it's like that. So she's getting mad and she's like, these fuckers are eating me from the inside. And she rips open and just slugs come out. Three of the cops get taken, or four.
I think three. Three of them. And then you think the mayor did it.
No.
But of course the motherfucker survives.
He survived. Bill survived. Starla's good. And then the lady officer, I forgot her name, she's good. The slugs head over to the Stroop Myers house where we get a reference to Nightmare on Elm Street with the mm-hmm. slug in the tub.
She's in the shower mm-hmm. and it starts swimming towards her. Mm-hmm. I do think though, she reacted before she saw the thing. She had her eyes closed and she went, and then she opened her eyes.
It was CGI. She probably timed it wrong.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It's like very minor, but like, but then it starts crawling through her, like both of her little sister's room.
Oh, and I love that they're reading Goosebumps. I don't know if they're reading a specific Goosebumps book.
That's
that might be a
notice.
Reference to something. But the mom's like, oh, don't let the bed bugs bite as the slugs are coming in their room. Which I'm like, well.
Yep. They're not bed bugs, but they're from somewhere.
They're going to be in the bed and they're going to be biting. So they're bed bugs at this point.
Yeah. And then she grabs an iron and kills it.
Yeah. But so it's trying to deep throw her. But she stabs it with her nails. That's why the nails come back and she's able to pull it out.
Hey,
but
yo, be careful with that motion, boy.
Oh,
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
Save that soundbite for later. You'll know when to hit it. So, yeah, she pulls it out, but she gets all of Grant's memories and the alien that they took over before.
So we get like a little backstory. Mm-hmm. So it's like these. It's like from another planet, and it's like almost like grabbing two different creatures and then just becoming bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, as one. So what it does is it goes to a planet, it takes over the planet. Once it's done, it leaves.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then she realizes like, oh, I was Grant for a second. Mm-hmm. Then this is also Starla finds out that Grant is like the hive mind. So like, all the cops that she was with start talking like if she was Grant. They keep calling her a sugar plum.
Sugar plum. Yeah.
And that's why she's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So everybody's running. Mm-hmm. Kylie's hiding in the family truck because the whole family's possessed. The whole family's trying to get her.
And it's so creepy. And this is what gave me Evil Dead vibes. Like especially from the remake, even though this was before. But like, just like that talking shit to you or like, oh, just open the door. You're going to be fine.
The mom's like, open the door, you whore.
Yeah. Get that
bitch! Yep. Bill comes to the rescue. He rescues Kylie. They leave in the cop car. Starla kills one of the cops, and she's mad.
Yeah.
She's just stabbing him with a fucking, I think it's like a stop sign pull.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she leaves.
The mayor's like, damn, that's a hardcore bitch. She's a
hardcore bitch, yeah.
I'm a bad bitch. Look how I kill
you. Yep. So then they head over to the town, but they end up crashing because Shelby gets turned, Jenna Fisher.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I have a little surprise for you right around the corner. So another truck hits them.
Just fucking hits them.
And they wake up. They take Starla. He saves Kylie. The mayor gets taken. Mm-hmm. Then they find the police station. So they're going to like, hey, I remember the grenade. I think we can just blow his ass up.
Yeah, well, so, of course. And it's weird because they notice that he's like in this house and he's just like this weird giant blob, right? Mm-hmm. And there's people like inside of him being like, oh, we can all be part of you, blah, blah. And out of the door, you see like a butthole, like a giant butthole.
You see the entrance.
And then you see some guy getting naked and then just like going inside, but like kind of merging.
It's merging with him, so he gets bigger.
So nasty.
But let's not skip over Bambi's mom attacking Bill at the police station.
Yeah. She grabs a grenade, turns around. There's a fucking deer coming after him that gave me very Jingle All the Way vibes.
Yeah.
And it's actually really scary. Like, but scary.
We see that deer get taken over too in the forest.
It was, okay, I was going
to
say.
It has to be that. The same it's deer. Like, hey, don't forget. So, yeah, Kylie saves him. She's like, this is for Bambi, and smacks the deer, saves him.
Did we already find out, like, the actual plan that it does? Like, it kills?
Yeah, by this point, yeah.
So the slug thing usually kills or eats the leftovers, picks a couple people to breed, and then, what was the third one? Oh, possesses them as well to do the job. Mm-hmm. And then after that,
They just keep going. Then the people that are for breeding, they just get fat like Brenda would and explode, and more slugs keep going.
Yeah. It's so fucking creepy.
It's very gross and creepy. So we basically have an apocalypse. Oh, some of them shoot green venom.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of acidic to the skin, I believe.
Yeah, it's only to the skin because it gets shot to like a window and it stays intact. So it doesn't melt anything.
The mayor wakes up in the basement at one point with more pregnant ones and he's trying to run away, but then he gets breeded.
Yep.
And then he's hungry and he starts eating them too.
And you can tell that he's like fighting it off, but he lost that battle. So he just turns into one.
Starla gets all pretty. They pretty her up because, you know, they're all Grant at this point. They pretty her up. They leave her in bed and then they're like calling her to come down. She comes down and Grant is this giant, gross, the thing looking monster.
Yeah.
Which is really nasty. Bill shows up at the house with the grenade. He's fighting zombies off.
And I love he has a final boy line. I can't remember the final boy. I think it was just like, yep. Like,
at one, he comes in and the mayor's like, please kill me. And he goes, okay.
Just shoots his ass real. Yep. Like, everybody wanted that.
Yep. So the zombies are, you know, the infected or whatever are all coming to him, but he has the grenade, but he misses. He gets launched outside and the grenade falls in the pool and it just explodes.
Yep. It's like all that lead up for that grenade for nothing.
Nothing.
I love his character, Bill, because of like, he's not the perfect hero.
No.
He's kind of like a fuck up and it's just like things kind of land on his way sometimes. Like, he doesn't make the right decisions. But it works at the same time.
And then Starla tries to seduce Grant and she gets real close. Like she's about to kiss this creature. And she stabs him with her brush that's like really pointy. And that's when everything starts going down. Kylie gets hit by a couch but survives.
I don't know how the fuck, because she was just standing there.
Yeah.
That bitch like Matrix it for a second and then it cushioned her. I
could
guess.
Be wrong, but I think originally she was supposed to die.
That's what know. It felt like. She was know. Just standing there.
Yeah. But she gets hit real hard with that couch, but she makes it. They end up blowing up Grant because what happens is that Bill is getting breeded.
Yeah, he gets one tube into, because it's two tubes.
It's always two tentacles, yeah. Yeah,
and then one, it goes to his chest, and you see that he's, like, convulsing.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, a oxygen tank, or, like, yeah, a propane tank.
It's a propane tank.
And he puts the other one into, like, the propane tank.
So it's sucking up the gas.
And Grant is even like, oh, what the fuck?
So he starts pulling it back, mm-hmm. and... He tries to pull out. Doesn't succeed. Starla ends up shooting him, and he blows up with everything.
Yeah, he tells him shoot him, and I was like, damn, he gonna mm-hmm. sacrifice himself like that.
Yep. Bill pulls out the tentacle, and he's cream pieing all over out the chest, which damn. Is gross.
Gross. Sounds cool.
It was. I mean,
sounds fun.
To some, yeah. To some people, I'm just, you know, trying to keep it in general. And then they just walk off happily ever after.
Yeah, they literally walk off for the entire... everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Except them. The 1,000 corpses.
It's the house of a dollar.
And then 3 came out straight from hell.
Yep.
And
yep.
they're going to the town after.
Yep. And then we get an end credit scene where it seems that...
It's actually Samuel Jackson... comes back as Nick Fury mm-hmm. and hires them 3 to for a secret initiative called the Avengers.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
The end credit scene that I saw was a cat that gets injected with it was Grant's brain.
Oh, it was Grant's brain.
It was Grant's brain, and I guess they didn't really shoot the brain, so the thing still survived.
It's still like the
parasite itself was still alive inside of the brain, so it got into the cat.
Yeah, because apparently they say that your brain lives off. Mm-hmm. It has like its own life for like a couple more minutes. Mm-hmm. So maybe the cat just started licking it at that moment, and it just it cuts to black, and you hear the cat dying.
Which, you know, rule number one in zombies is always shoot the head. So
twice.
I mean, I guess since they thought they blew him up, it should have. Which honestly, it should have. But you know, movie.
It's okay. It was a movie about aliens getting
right. So that was pretty much Slither.
That was it. Moving fast, baby.
It's a fast movie. I love it. It's really fun. So thank you.
So like every movie,
yes,
we go to Letterboxd. Yeah. We give it a rating and a review.
Yep, we sure do.
So what do you give yours?
So I gave mine a 4 stars out of 5 with a heart.
Okay.
And my review goes as this. My mom took me to theaters to see this when I was 12. I did not have a good time of how much it scared me. Today, rewatching it, I had a lot of fun with it, catching all the horror references but still being grossed out. I love how fast this movie gets to the point. The cast does a great job. Grant's creature design is super gross. I don't know if I would like tentacles inside me. Maybe some other time. But Bill Pardee, a.k.a. Nathan Fillion, can put his tentacle inside me.
Hot take. That's a hot take.
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
You caught that. Thank you. Tentacle emoji. Or squid emoji.
Squid emoji. Yeah, it's like tentacle. Well, funny. I do give it a 4 with a heart as well. Mm-hmm. And mine is, it's a complete love story to everything gross alien related. It really shows how much this is the blueprint to James Gunn's other sci-fi work.
Mm.
Yeah, because I just saw so many similarities to like a lot of his other works. So I was like, oh, this is awesome that I see it for where it started. So I know. Did you know James Gunn made an alien movie where the guy is going to have sex with a girl, but he has an alien cock?
How big is it?
You want to see it?
Of course.
Alien penis. James Gunn.
You suck dick.
Well, I don't do that.
I don't know. Allegedly.
I need to find... Oh, this... Is it this one? Wait. Oh, is this a porno? I hope it's not a porno. That'd be crazy. Oh, right here. I don't know if this was James Gunn's, but apparently I think he did use it. It's called Romeo and Juliet, 1996.
I think I've seen this. Oh, I've seen this.
You've seen this?
I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he used that as inspiration. I'm not going to show the camera, obviously.
I came across that on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, ew?
I don't know if it was actually him. Yeah, James Gunn. Real story. Lloyd Kaufman, James Gunn, and Jason Green.
Interesting.
That's fucking awesome. Interesting. So that was the inspiration for Slither.
Not Night of the Creeps. So... gross.
So, okay. Daddy of the movie?
Nathan Fillion,
obviously. Mm-hmm. That's a hot take, I know, guys.
For me,
I
know. For me.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion. Best kill. This movie doesn't have, like, outwardly kills.
Yeah, like hey, this
it
is
It feels
a kill,
like it does.
But it does, really doesn't. No. It's just, like...
A lot of them is kind of off-screen.
People are just dead.
Yeah.
Or they start seizuring, and then there's an alien inside them.
True. And then we have, like, I mean, I guess the explosion of Brenda. Obviously, we got Grant.
I give it to Brenda. Because the reveal of, like, her being a big-ass ball and then exploding, and then she's like, oh, I'm hungry. They're ripping my insides.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. I think, for me, has to be the one random guy. Mm-hmm. Because of, like, how detailed, like, the detail of, like, it's moving, like, the fucking thing moving while he's moving his eyebrows feels so disgusting to me. Like, it made me feel so weird. And then he just splits open and just dies. It's very Mortal Kombat fatality. Like, so cool. Mm-hmm. I think it was just the technical part of it is so interesting.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it.
That's it, y'all.
Yeah, that's it.
Do we have a final girl line?
So this one's hard. Because I, so like, oh, it could be something like, you know, he was trying to have sex with her earlier and she wasn't feeling the mood. It's like, Grant, I said no. Boom.
I'm no longer your sugar plum.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me see. Breathe this.
My name is Starla. Starlight, you're my carnet. I see you. All night, come on, dance with me.
Yo, leave your little peep out of there.
I don't want you, baby.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, I don't have a lot.
Sorry,
of
y'all.
It's hard with aliens, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You bitch.
Get away from Bill Party, you bitch.
Yeah. All right, so that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
Thank you for watching and listening, obviously, and for subscribing. Mm-hmm. If you want to support us directly, obviously, we have our merch down below. You can look as slimming and sexy as Jackson right here. Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to just follow us on social media. Oh, do you want to show your letterbox? You want to shout it out?
My letterbox is Carlos Warlock. Yeah.
Is it Carlos Warlock or Carlos II?
Oh, wait, you're right. It's connected to my Twitter, which is that. But what the fuck?
Mine, if you guys are wondering.
Sorry.
Mine's going to be Hung 12 Inch. So that is my letterbox.
Carlos Mars, II.
There we go.
Like an alien. Mars. Ooh. Like a Martian.
No, Martians are from Mars.
That's what I said, like a Martian.
That's a joke in the movie.
I know. So yeah, and join us next week as we dive into a universal monster. As we cover a movie that's, I feel like, underrated and not talked about enough. 2020's The Invisible Man.
Okay. Oh man, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Get ready, because that shit, there's some jump scares in that. That fucking get me.
I love this movie. And Invisible Man, as much as an asshole, you have to hate him. God damn, he's fine.
Is that a hot take?
That's a hot take because that man is an awful man.
He is pretty fucking awful.
He's an awful man, but why do they make him so hot?
That's usually the ones.
I know.
They ugly motherfuckers.
He British like Henry. Cavill.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
And remember,
stay spooky.
Slither to my dreams.
Poor daddies.
The fuck, bitch.